Hello?
Hello, I am John, calling from FIU, the Florida International University. We are conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. Let me ask you, is your home a single family, a townhome, apartment, condominium, manufacturer, or mobile home?
Are you calling for the homeowner? Because I'm not the homeowner.
Oh, so you're not the one. Is that person available by any chance?
Yeah, but she's in her room. How come you don't have that person number? What do you got my number for?
Our numbers are randomly generated.
Not under my name.
Yep, don't worry. Our numbers are just randomly generated by a computer, but they are not taken for anyone's telephone leak or any kind. I just want to make sure that I get the right person so I can conduct a survey if you don't mind, of course.
And you calling from my FIU?
I'm sorry, say that again?
You calling from FIU?
Correct. I'm just calling, I just want to verify some details so, you know, I can understand the resident perception of the hurricane threats and damage reduction. That's it.
Yeah. Well, we live in a single family home. I'm not the homeowner, but I can tell you some stuff. We live in a single family home with four people living in it. No, let me see. One, two, five people living. The youngest is 17.
Okay, 1 second.
Yeah, I don't know what else to know.
Say, just making sure, you mentioned that you live in a single family home, right?
Me? What is that?
I just said that you said that you live in a single family home, right?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. It might just take just a few minutes. I will, if you don't mind, ma'am. Did you own or rent your home?
Me, I rent from the owner.
Perfect. By any chance, do you remember or do you know in what year was your home built?
I think the home, she told me it's way old, by 1950 something.
Perfect, 1 second. Okay, next question. How many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
22.
Okay, 22. 1 second. Okay, have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? A tropical storm, a Category 1 hurricane, a Category 2 hurricane, a Category 3, Category 4, or Category 5?
I think we had mostly here in Florida. The first one was a hurricane.
Oh, okay.
And the other one was three. We've been there. All of them.
Yeah, no wonder.
We had a flood. Our neighborhood was flooded.
Yeah, for sure. Got you. Give me 1 second. By any chance, I just want to make sure that I have the right information. You mentioned that you have experienced it, perhaps the one that you could remember, a Category 3, you said?
Mm-hmm. I don't remember the name of it. Katrina.
Okay, do you remember the year by any chance?
Not that I remember. If it's not 2011, I'm not really sure. But it's around that area.
Understood. Okay. Next question. Have you or any adults in your household live in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
No, not really.
Okay. Awesome. Give me 1 second. How vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Well, I think so somewhat because we had, floods for 3 days. The whole street was flooded, so we couldn't go to work or school or whatever. I think that, so the house is, not, for... How do you call it? I don't know how to call that, but it has under, how do you call it?
Absolutely.
Well, you have to learn English.
It's probably
the right word. Word sometimes when you're talking. So
somewhat vulnerable, would you think that? Okay, perfect. Okay, next question. If a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare? Do you know any? Do you have any idea how you can prepare your home for those type of hazards?
Yes, usually we buy things. We'll go like Walmart or whatever. We Costco, we buy things, flashlights, canned food, or whatever. Because we have like a gas stove, which I use also.
Okay.
We use that in case we don't have lights and stuff. And we have candles, just in case the light, the power goes off.
Okay, understood. Thank you so much. Okay, next question. When will you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? Let me give you some options. When a hurricane watch is issued, like within 48 hours of the announcement, or when a hurricane warning is issued, like 36 hours, or if your home is already prepared and could be secure within a few hours in case of emergency.
What is it? Not the warning, the watch. Like they usually tell you, okay, this hurricane is this place. It looks like it might pass you in Florida. So that time we're already getting ready. Usually we always start buying things as soon as May hits, because you know, starting in May, hurricane season. So we start buying things that we need.
Okay.
Not canned food or anything like that, but like flashlight, batteries, and stuff to put here just in case.
Okay. Yes, for sure. Totally get it. Okay, so pretty much when a hurricane watch is issued, right? As soon as it's watched.
Yeah, because warning will be too late. Just in case, we don't know. If you find anything, because as soon as they say watch, people already buy everything in the store.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I truly appreciate your time, by the way. I'm aware almost there. I just want to make sure that I get information. I do appreciate that you're taking the time. Okay. So next question. Considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
This is interesting because I usually print out things on the website of WFGN. It gives you like how to prepare yourself for her and what she's going to do. So I can say certain. You don't know what we need.
Oh, so very certain? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Of what we need.
Okay.
Because if you're into a category 4 hurricane, you know you need to be prepared. Okay?
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Good question. What will be your top 3 sources of information, like, for you to get all the warnings and everything? Will be internet sources or other than just social media, radio, TV, newspaper, friends and family, or social media per se?
I usually watch the news.
Okay.
Then I'll go on the website of the news station and print out whatever.
What do you think? So let's say that if it's your first one, what would you think it would be the other two? Just I just want to make sure that I have the top 3 sources that you use to get information.
Well, top 3? Okay, so I say the news, I'll go online, and also, yeah, social media can help too. But you know, sometimes they change stuff, so you really don't have any hope on them. But
yeah.
I will look at what's going on social media.
Excellent. Okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
Give me 1 second. Okay, thank you. On a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
Preparedness, I can say, is it 5 most prepared? No, I can say 2.
2?
Because we got 100% prepared, but we'll start it.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. Have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or storm? Cost of insurance, transportation costs, property taxes, cost of housing, cost of food and other essentials, loss of income or employment, or cost of childcare, or any other that you may think of?
That's the cost of food.
Okay.
Cost of food. Okay. I'm working, but everything is so expensive.
Yeah, you're right.
Everything is already gone. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. Cost of living might be impacting. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Give me 1 second. Thank you so much for that. Is your home where you live located in a flood or evacuation zone by any chance?
Yeah, Yeah, we live in a flooded area. So thank God for the past few times we stay here. We were okay, but I don't know. Later on in life, God forbid, things can happen that we have to relocate.
Okay.
Because it's always flooded here.
Perfect. Okay, another question. When will you evacuate? Let me give you some options. If a hurricane watch is issued, if a hurricane warning is issued, if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, or if emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or, you know, probably never.
Mm-hmm. Well, if they say, from where I live, if they say like a 3 or 4, I might evacuate, because last time we did have to leave the house after we were flooded. And try to go to like the neighbors, because where they were is much higher from where we live. Like, you know how the streets sometimes they have like a higher area, lower area, so the water doesn't stay there for so long.
For sure.
So we have to go there. So I can say if it's going to be like a 3-4, maybe we have to evacuate.
Okay.
We can't have really
so. You think that, let's say, I'm sorry to interrupt, I just want to verify. Just say that, let's say that the hurricane conditions are within 48, 36 hours, 24 hours. On what moment do you think that you will evacuate under those circumstances?
Under those circumstances? After within 24, 48 hours.
Okay.
Is this
going
to be a bad one? Let's say, let's get out of here.
Absolutely, yes. Okay, not a problem. Okay. If you needed to evacuate, where would you go? Let me give you some options. To a local shelter, to the house of a nearby friend, another location within the state, as far as possible, even another state, or you will not leave you will not leave under any circumstances.
Well, I have two options. Either I go to my uncle's house, because where he lives, never anything happened there, thank God, or I have to go to his house.
That's only two options I have. Absolutely. Perfect. Thank you so much. We're almost there, ma'am.
Three options. Because there's a church next to me. If they say we can come in, I'll go there.
It's okay. Perfect. Okay, so a quick question. How many vehicles are available in your household?
We have two.
Two. Okay. Perfect. 1 second. Okay, next question. If a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your cost, in your opinion? The federal government, the state government, or the local government?
If what? What was the question?
I'm going to repeat it. If a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your cost? Federal government, a state government, local government, or you think that government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
I don't know. Maybe the local one?
it's an opinion, sir. Don't worry. Yeah. What do you think? Do you think it would be federal, state, or the local government? Or the government? Local? Okay.
I do have insurance. Well, not me. We all pay for it, but we do have insurance now.
Okay.
So I guess kind of the local government or whatever.
Right. Okay, understood. Okay, next question. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced?
The vehicles I have?
Yeah, I'm going to repeat it for you. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced?
The building, like the house that I have, or just in general?
In general, like the building codes. Security.
I don't know. Because something happened. Because I haven't seen anything happen, so I don't know. But I see a lot of things happen, like the building, the apartment.
Mm-hmm.
No confidence there, but I don't know for the housing. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. from 1 to 5, how much confident do you think you are in your building?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm pretty sure it's safely.
At 3, you said?
Yeah, that's okay.
Perfect. Okay, moving on. It's kind of a similar question. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local land use planning takes this into account in hurricane risk?
Let me see. Probably 4.
A 4? Okay. Perfect. Next question. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
That new development?
Say that again, please.
What do you say? How much confidence I have for new development?
Oh, yeah. How much confidence do you have that new developments take into account hurricane wind risk? In your opinion, or as you may have seen?
I'll say 3 and 4. No.
3? Okay. That's okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we're almost done, almost there. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that new developments take into account flood risk?
I said 3. 3.
Okay, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, moving on a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
If I feel like the building codes are strict enough to...
Correct.
To mitigate.
Correct.
Let me test this.
Yeah, don't worry.
I can say for a reason. This is wrong. You see, that's how a lot of people don't even answer the phone when they don't know the number.
No, let me.
I see this number here. I'm like, okay, is this somebody calling me from where? Like, I don't know. Should I answer that? And I answer it.
yeah, I mean, you can give me just a number. How much confident do you think you are in that? I'm going to repeat it for you so you can have it fresh. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
3. It's not a strict code. Well, I say a long time ago, before this year, before all those buildings falling down, I don't think they were strict enough.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Understood. Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much for that. Okay, the next. I would like to ask you some kind of short questions. A few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida, and do you think your property or finances will be affected?
Like the what you mean, the water, the ocean?
Correct. The sea level rise, correct.
No.
Do you think your property or finances will be affected because of that?
I don't know. Maybe? I'll say 4.
4? Okay, give me one second.
Yeah, probably. Because if it's going to affect a lot of things, so I'll say 4.
Okay. Okay. Let me see. Okay. Let me give you some quick a heads up on this. I just want to make sure that we get the right information. So, do you think that if you will say yes or no, do you how much you think you will be affected? Slightly. Yes, I will, or no, I don't, or you know, you let me know.
What, how about you,
I mean, if you believe that the sea level rise is happening, and if you do, do you likely think that your property or finances will be affected because of that?
Yes.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you. Okay. I'm going to give you a question with three options. Please, you let me know which is more proper for in your case. Would you consider selling your home in the private market as part of a government buyout program or neither?
Well, that's not my home, so I can make that decision. If okay. I had a home, yes, I would try to sell yes or no.
Okay.
But it's not perfect. My house. Yeah.
Understood. Mm-hmm. Okay, if the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? By increased income taxes or increased property taxes or increase both income and property taxes or any other that you may think of?
That's recovery. Why else the income? Because they should have money to help with this kind of stuff. Well, we have to give them money. Oh, I'm just kidding. You live in America, you have to pay for everything, okay?
Absolutely.
So, yeah. I would say both. If it's going to help us in any situation, I'd say both. You don't have to charge another leg, but if it's going to help, yes.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much. So you know that most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area?
Oh my God, very. It's already a flooded area, and that's why I'm paying insurance very expensive because it's a flooded area.
Okay. Would you say that sorry to interrupt you. Would you say that you are moderately concerned or extremely concerned?
You've changed.
Yeah. Understood. Thank you. How long do you plan on living in your current address? Like any range that you might. Okay.
Let me see.
Let me give you some ranges for you
know.
To. You know.
Within 5 years or so?
Yeah. Let me give you some ranges, age ranges so you can, you know, help you out on that. Less than a year, between 1 to less than 3 years, between 3 to less than 5 years, between 5 to less than 10 years, between 10 to less than 20 years, or more than 20 years.
What is the second one?
The question is, how long do you plan on living in your current address?
Yeah, but what was the second answer? You said between less than 1 year and then what else?
Oh, less than a year, between 1 to less than 3 years, then between 3 to less than 5 years, then between 5 to less than 10 years, and between 10 to less than 20 years. Or more than 20 years.
That's between 1 to less than 3 years, because I'm not planning staying forever. I have to buy my own house.
Okay, so between 1 to less than 3 years, you said, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay. I just have a few general background questions, and we will be finished. These are just, you know, general questions. Don't worry for that. Could you please tell me your range of age?
In general? You told me we're almost done. It's been 24 minutes.
Yeah, this is, yeah, absolutely. I'm almost finished. I'm almost there. This is just general background questions. The previous I just told are the questions in regards of the Florida current status, but these are just general background questions so we can understand, you know, what the type of people that we have in Florida. Could you please just tell me, like, the range of age? It will be either 18 years old or 34, 35 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 or older.
35 to
64. Okay. Give me 1 second. Okay. What's your gender, female or male?
Female.
Perfect. 1 second. Including yourself, how many people live in your household, ma'am?
5.
Say that against me?
5.
5? Okay. How many people are under 12 years old on in your household?
None.
Okay. And how many people are 65 or older in your household?
I have two.
Two?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What is your marital status?
I am single.
Single? Okay. What is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household?
Associate degree in nursing.
Okay, maybe you, like, it could be either high school, you know, some college graduate or college degree or any other?
College graduate.
Okay, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Are you of Hispanic Latino descent?
No.
Okay.
I'm from the Caribbean.
Okay.
Irish. Yeah.
Yeah, understood. What racial group do you identify yourself with?
I am a Black African, American.
African American? Okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. We're almost there, ma'am. Please bear with me just one more minute. What language is most often spoken in your home?
It's Creole, the Haitian Creole.
I'm sorry, can you say that again, please? Well, I just want to make sure that I have it right. What language is most often spoken in your home?
Haitian Creole.
Okay. Okay, now I'm going to give you some ranges again, and you please you let me know which you identify the most. Which is the income range for your household? Would you say that it's under 20K, 20K to less than 30K, 30K to less than 50K, 50K to less than 35, 35 to 100, or over 100,000?
35 to 100.
Okay, give me 1 second. Okay, and we are done, ma'am. Thank you so much for all your time. I truly appreciate that you bear with me. It was a pleasure.
Next time,
you.
I won't answer.
Absolutely, I will pass by the feedback. Don't worry. Thank you so much, and I truly hope you have a good day.
Beautiful.
Bye bye.